Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
These are the Keshi tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Keshi tapes podcast. I'm John Hewlett.
I'm Favaz. Hi.
Hey, we got another great interview. Well, you'll be the judge of that. But I only say great right out of the box because it's an interview that features John Belushi before he passed away in 1978. This was taped in December of 1978. I was on the phone with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, and they were promoting the Blues Brothers album.
Two big stars. And they had Blues Brothers ripoffs at Universal in Florida where I was at a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they sang live and everything, and they had the car. And, you know, they were promoting, the movie, I guess?
I don't remember. I haven't listened to the interview since I recorded it and put the tape away in the basement.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I was just lucky to run across it in the very bottom. It was the last tape laying in the bottom of a plastic container at home. It was reel to reel. Now, I've dubbed it from reel to reel on the computer, so you won't be hearing the reel to reel machine go back and forth,
right,
or shut off or turn back on. So it just made it a little easier for myself here. But yeah, this is one that I had totally forgotten about, and I barely do remember it happening now that I've, you know.
And John Belushi would not die for a few more years, early 80s,
yes,
I think.
And I don't think Animal House was out yet either.
1978?
Maybe it was. You have to double check on
that.
Yeah, look that up.
Let's start it.
But, that album, that Blues Brothers album, actually sold pretty many copies back then. I have a vinyl copy of that at home.
I don't.
You know?
Yeah. 1978 film. So Animal House came out in 78. So more than likely it was
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must just come out because this was December of 1978.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what came up. Let's go. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and myself from 1978.
Tune to Keshi 95 and it's Spooky Tooth, Gary Wright. And Spooky Tooth, it's 2 o'clock. We're KSHE Crestwood, St. Louis, and on the phone with me.
That is tinny sounding.
That is very tinty.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
This present time, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. From Saturday Night Live, from the Blues Brothers, from Animal House, from just about everything you can think of.
Yeah, it was all out.
That came out in July of 78. I just looked.
Hmm.
At this present time. The first question I'd like to ask
By the way, this was one of those things where I only had like 7 or 8 or 9
minutes.
So
they were on a media tour?
Yes. And that's all it was.
Okay. There, John. Speak a little louder if you could. There you go. Okay. How do you find the time to do all the things that you do? Animal House, the record, the...
Just do it. I have no idea. The man is a powerhouse. He is a dynamo. He's the type of man that'll go through doors. He backs up his friends. I don't know. I get the time to do it. I just keep doing it. I spend like 2 or 3 days a week doing Saturday night. I fly out to L.A. to do a movie, and then at night I work on the Blues Brothers.
Man, can you imagine a schedule like that?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, Jim.
Well, yeah. It's powered by cocaine. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a while here about the Blues Brothers LP specifically.
That's why they were calling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you tell us exactly how the Blues Brothers got together? Was it a takeoff of Saturday Night Live? Did it mushroom from that stint you did there?
The audience, we had been singing. He used to sing Jailhouse Rock, and I joined him on the harp, and then we started wearing the suits. Then we started dancing, and we did Rock at 88, right in Chicago, a couple other blues numbers. And then in the summer, you know, John phoned me up north there, and he said, we're going to put this album together. And basically, it was him, Jake, who he pulled it all together. He got all the personnel, assembled the names. I came down to New York. We sat. We talked about who we wanted. We made some phone calls. We rehearsed it in 2 weeks, recorded the album in 9 days.
Wow.
Wow, that's quick.
So that's how it all started. They were just performing to warm up the audience on a Saturday Night Live set. Mm-hmm. And they just said, hey, we're getting pretty good at this. Let's make an album.
John Belushi put it all together. Boy, I tell you, hearing Dan Aykroyd's voice, you can hear him, you know, on SNL. Some of the characters that he did. My gosh.
Iconic.
Yeah.
They rehearsed in 9 days and recorded in nine days.
9 days you recorded the album?
Yeah, we did nine live nights and we picked the best takes and mixed them. Paul Schaefer, who was on the show and he used to have his own TV series there in Hollywood, and Bob Tischler, the sound guy, they sat down and they worked hours mixing this live material. They did a great job. And we owe a lot to them. And of course, the band.
And that band has got some heavy names in it, too.
Yeah, Tom Scott. Murphy, came out of Memphis Slim's band and James Cotton band and Willie Dixon. He worked with Willie Dixon and the Stax Volt backbone of Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn, Tom Scott of the LA Express, and the horn section from the Last Waltz, Al Rubens, Tom Malone, and Lou Marini.
Damn, how about that lineup?
That is some players. Yeah. Wow.
Where exactly were the live cuts recorded at?
Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles.
You were just there? No, you were in Florida. Yeah.
No.
outside, outdoors, in a bowl, you know.
All the cuts came from that particular recording.
That's right, yeah. We did that one time. We never played before a live audience before the set. And since that time, we've only done one gig since then. What did we do? Carnegie Hall. We did a couple of gigs. We played a Bill Bradley benefit.
All right.
We did heavy metal band back us up called Stanky Brown. They backed us up. Then we had Room Full of Blues back us up at the home.
Stanky Brown.
Stanky Brown. Yeah. I love it.
Star once. And then we decided, well, get our own band. And then we did, we're doing New Year's Eve with the Grateful Dead at Winterland, closing Winterland.
Wow. How about that?
Well, that'll be interesting.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, good one, John. That'll be very interesting.
Are you guys strictly into blues? Or are you into other things musically?
Well, I want to say hello to all the Armed Forces Materiel Command there in St. Louis near the airport, all the boys there that mind the trucks and hardware. That's what we're into.
And then he did that movie, 1944, or whatever it was, because he was into all the heavy war.
Yes, he was.
Equipment and things like that. Hmm. It was a horrible flop. But you can see what made him think that might be. But you can see why he might think that'd be a good idea based on what he said here.
Repeat that. Say that again.
Well, there's a base there, an Armed Forces Materiel Command, where they park National Guard trucks and everything right near the airport. And I just want to say hello to all the staff out there if they're listening, because I'm into hardware and power wagons.
I see.
Four wheel drive.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Was he talking about Scott Air Force Base?
No, he's talking about airport.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
At Lambert?
Yeah. There's a Missouri Air National Guard site right there.
There was.
Yeah, maybe
I think it's gone.
That answers my question.
We're into other things. It's hard to define what the blues are. You know what it is. Do you know what it is?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
What the blues are?
Uh-oh, tough question.
Uh-oh, John.
Oh, here we go.
Roles are reversed.
21 years old. Come on, dude.
Here we go.
The blues are, which you do very well in this album, the blues are the blues. I'm talking about...
There's one song from Delbert McClinton, who's the Texas R&B. It's another Texas style. Who knows? We might even do rock and roll.
That's what I'm asking you. Are you into anything else? Rock and roll?
It'll be a natural progression, hopefully.
So they
never happened.
Yeah.
Music careers of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi are definitely the plans that you have in the future are big ones.
Well,
musically.
We hope so. If we don't get shut down in the process.
Or somebody doesn't die.
Oh, yes. Hey.
Okay. The future, movie wise, for you guys seems to be on the rise.
Well, we're doing a movie now. Danny and I are in a movie called 1941.
There it is.
1941.
Yeah, I said 44.
Yeah, okay. All right.
44 was a better year because that's the year the war ended. That's why I threw that in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
trying to be upbeat.
Yeah.
He plays an American Army Air Corps fighter pilot who rides a P-40 Warhawk aircraft. The old P-40, the old Allison V-12.
Oh, yeah, I know that exactly. Yeah. P-40.
Thanks, Dan.
The old P-40, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Danny is a commander of a tank. I'm in an M3 tank, which was was the tank that... Humphrey Bogart used in Sahara, the movie Sahara. Remember that movie?
So it came out a year later, December of 79, and it was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big production. I remember that. It was a lot of heavy, I guess by today's standards, not so great. What do you call that extra stuff they put in?
Extra stuff.
To make the to make
production.
Everything. The
bells and whistles, the bombs, the bombs burst,
CRG stuff,
CGI stuff.
CGI stuff. Yes, CRG. Yeah.
I remember that movie. Did you? Did they get, want somebody with experience when it came to driving these things, and you happened to fit the bill, or you just said, "I want to drive a tank, and I want to drive."
Yeah, that was part of the reason they knew I could put braking levers on that tank, and I could handle a joystick.
John Belushi said he can handle the joystick.
The joystick?
Oh, okay. I wanted to clear that up. Yeah.
Steel probe in the aircraft that guides the aircraft.
Really? Well, you know, in St. Louis, the Blues Brothers album is doing very well, and I understand on a nationwide basis, you're close to selling 1 million copies of the album.
Yeah, but they tell us.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, it's good music. I think it's a good album. And I tell you, it was just an album we thought we'd like. You know, we could do some music that we thought we'd like. We'd get a little sick of rock and roll and it's disco.
John sounds very with it and into
it.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Dan. Yeah. The name's confused here. Dan, previously, have you ever been involved in movies at all? We know John has with Animal House and some other things.
I did a feature up north in Canada called Love at First Sight, in which I played the lead. I played a blind man in it. But the movie has never been seen by blind people or any other people in the country. It was a Canadian release. It was done up in L.A. They played it at Filmex. It did, very well critically. But no, I haven't made the break yet.
I understand. For Saturday Night Live, concerning that, next year, any different type things going to be involved in the show, or are you just going to basically go with what you've?
I think it'll be a different show next year than what it is now. But we've held up pretty good. The last ones have been pretty good. Considering.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 6 or 7 shows to get us.
How many people write for the show? Do you write your own stuff? Or?
There are 11 writers, and about every week, 6 function as writers, and the others sort of rotate. And I'm the only cast member who actually writes, and I put in the full Tuesday night and the full Wednesday night.
I understand.
Which is from, 6 Wednesday, or 6 Tuesday right through till 2 Wednesday, and then from 6 Wednesday right through till 2 Thursday. I think they're telling us to move on here.
One question.
Yeah.
Dan, how long have you been working on the imitations of Tom Snyder and Dick Mason? And all that?
Yeah. I loved him.
Yeah.
We did Tom Snyder.
Yeah.
Snyder and Nixon I used to do in Second City. All the other ones were sort of assigned to me, like the Carter one. Lauren said, we need someone to do Carter, so he assigned it to me, and I said, okay, I'll do it, and I took it on and watched the videotape and learned it. Mostly that's what I do. If I'm assigned it to something, I learn it. I tape or I watch a movie or a videotape, and I pick it up off that,
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I did them before, a lot of them.
Yeah. Okay, those of us in St. Louis and here at KC Radio, I want to thank you guys for calling.
All right.
And good luck to you in the future. If you ever get into St. Louis, are you ever going to come this way, by the way?
I don't know. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah. You think you could ever get to St. Louis?
I went to Animal House, went to Washington University down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he said something about the guy who wrote Animal House went to Washington University. That St. Louis guy.
Is it John Landis?
No. Oh, gosh. His name escapes me right now. He's passed away.
I'll look it up. Go
can't
ahead, John.
Think, yeah.
But do you ever think you'll get to the St. Louis area?
We might. We well might. We might be in the area this summer.
In the tour.
The Blues Brothers movie.
The Blues Brothers movie. Did we talk about that? No, we didn't.
We just
mentioned it.
Ha ha. So the movie...
Yeah.
They weren't promoting the movie at the time, but
no.
They just let it out.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis.
Yeah,
he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. He was from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good enough.
You'll know it when you see it.
Okay, thanks again for calling. And
Merry Christmas and Chinook, everybody.
Same to you.
Yeah, right. This was December 21st, I think it was.
Wow.
Take care. Tune to KC Radio. We just finished talking with Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Wow.
Yeah,
it's a good one, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
Way to go.
I was just shocked when I saw it. I couldn't believe it. And, to hear John Belushi's voice on anything recorded anymore, I guess, I mean, it's kind of rare to have
it. It is. It's going to be, it's as rare as Neil Peart.
Yeah.
You know, you never hear Neil's voice in the interview that we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And they were willing to really talk about their stuff. That was cool, too. They weren't hard interviews. You know, a lot of times when you're interviewing more than one person on the phone, especially, it can get awkward and,
mm-hmm.
You don't know who's talking. In this case, both voices were distinct, so you know who was talking.
Yeah.
And, they didn't talk over each other. And they could have just blown us off. You know, St. Louis is just a small, small city compared to Los Angeles or New York. And they didn't.
Yeah. In fact, John Belushi said, I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, it was not that far.
Then he referenced Wash U and all that. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Hope you enjoyed that edition of the KSHE Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
I'm Favaz, AMF.
See you later. Bye.
The KSHE Tapes with Hewlett and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.